Erector Square is home to a lot of artists and to some other enterprises like Fresh Yoga, but it's also home to theater groups. And I had a real pleasant conversation, real interesting conversation last spring with Jenny Lewis, who is part of the Collective Consciousness Theater, which is based here at Erector Square. And Jenny is back live with her cast members for the upcoming production. So hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, it's nice to talk with you again.
It's great to have you here. So as I said, why don't we talk a little bit about the mission of your theater group and what your home here at Erector Square and sort of what that's all about.
Yeah, so Collective Consciousness Theater is your social justice theater here in New Haven. We established about 10 years ago. We've been in Erector Square for about 6 years now, doing a full season of social justice theater and programming. Not only are we doing a season here in Erector Square, but we also do education all throughout New England in the schools and workshops to really promote social justice.
So you're a full professional theater based here at Erector Square.
Yes, we are.
I just think that it's so exciting with the mission that you have and the work that you do that you can make this happen. You've been making it happen. Is this a decade now that you've been doing it?
Yeah, we've been established for 10 years now, 6 years here at Erector Square, and I really think it's because of New Haven. We are a New Haven-based theater company, and we are here in Fairhaven, and we really reach out to our community, and our community always gives back to us, and it's such a reciprocal relationship, and that's why the stories that we pick, we really want to show our love for New Haven and how you don't have to go anywhere else to find great art. You can stay right here in New Haven.
So you have a show coming up, and we have a number of the cast members here. So
the whole cast.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? We have limited microphones. You had to get sort of close in here and introduce yourselves, and then maybe we can talk about what the entire production is about and what everyone is doing.
I'm Stephen King, and I'm playing the role of Kitch.
I'm Tanisi Davis, and I play Moses.
And I'm Griffin Culp, and I am playing Mr. and Ossifer.
And you are directing this, correct?
Yes, I am the director. Yeah, this is a beautiful story. It's about it's only about 2 years old, and this is definitely the New England premiere of this play. It's by a beautiful playwright, Antoinette Nwandu, and it really tells the story of these two men of color, Moses and Kitch, and their struggle to get off the block. Even though the world doesn't want to let them be successful and get off the block, it's really about that struggle. It's poetic. It's beautifully written. It's profane. It's reality in real life. And we really think it's a singular play that everyone should see.
So you have, this is starting on October 24th. This coming Thursday.
Yeah.
And then you have weekends, 2 weekends in a row, it looks like.
Yeah, we go 3 weekends. So there are 10 performances. And every Thursday is pay what you can. So you can come for free or you can give us $1 million or anything in between. We really think theater should be for everyone. And we want it to be accessible because we are the people's social justice theater.
And so your theater, this is located here in Erector Square. Your theater is right here. So what is the theater space like? What is the performance like?
I'd love for maybe one of my actors that's performed in the space. Tanisi, what's it like to perform at CCT?
To perform at CCT is to be up close and personal with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that I, as an actor, really, really love, because you get to really feel everybody's energy and hear everybody's little side comments during the show. So I like the intimacy of CCT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're small theater, but we're big art.
Yes.
And how many people does each performance hold?
We're a fairly small and intimate theater, so we always say to get your tickets early because we sell out really quick.
Mm-hmm. So the tickets are still available for this production?
Yes, they are selling fast, but there definitely still are tickets available for most of the performances. You can also get your tickets at the door the night of the show if they're available, and then we have tickets online.
And what is online?
CollectiveConsciousnessTheater.org, and you can get our tickets at TicketLeap.
Okay. So now I think you're new. This is your first year. But
yes.
For the two of you, why don't you talk about what you've done in the past and how this fits into your sort of your larger acting life?
Sure. So this is
you might want to get a little bit close. I'm not sure.
So this is going to be my fourth production here with this lovely company. Jenny and Dexter grabbed me right after I graduated college for production of This Is Modern Art, which Ta-Nehisi was in. That's how we met. And then we also, We Are Proud to Present was the first show, which we met. And then we did This Is Modern Art. And then we were also both involved with a show that Collective Consciousness worked with Iris on called Stories for a New America, where you spent, what, 2 years?
Two years interviewing refugees
from Iris, and they compiled their interviews and their stories into this piece that we then toured all across Connecticut at various schools and performed for the students and had talk packs with them. And it was that was a really cool experience for sure.
One of the reasons why I really enjoy CCT is because of the socially conscious work that happens.
Yes.
As an actor who believes in storytelling and sending and spreading messages that are impactful, I find CCT is like home.
It really is.
Yeah. Everything that we've worked on has been really timely. You know, from We Are Proud that talked about the genocide that was happening outside of South Africa, but in the surrounding countries, to This Is Modern Art that talked about this
based in Chicago
about this art revolution, right, that we want to have, to this play Passover that deals with police brutality and a bunch of a host of other things. So there's always timely work. It's always timely work.
And what were you doing before you came here?
Well, primarily I'm a musician, so I've done theater, but mostly like musicals for like community theaters and things like that. So this is like my first straight play, like my first like drama, and this is like the best place to start that at, or have my first that.
Well, I think it's so amazing. I'm a visual artist to find places that you can work in, ways that you can do your work, that you can practice your craft, and also have a meaningful message and things that really touch you to the heart and are, you know, do really speak to issues in the community, really speak to this community. We're here in Fairhaven, so this is about what is happening right here. It sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of times Dexter Singleton, our artistic director, and I, we talk about how we just want to ask questions. You know, we don't want to give easy answers. We just want to present work that asks the questions that really need to be asked. You know, we don't want to preach to the choir. We want everyone to come through our doors so we can have a dialogue, we can have a conversation, and hopefully the work that we do is going to help us move forward.
Yeah.
That's what we want to be about.
It's all about starting that conversation.
Yeah.
And if I must say, anybody who calls themselves a theater goer or a lover of theater, if you are not coming to see Jenny Nelson and Dexter Singleton's company, Collective Consciousness, then you are doing yourself a disservice.
I did not tell him to say that, but I like what he said.
It's true.
Thank you, Ta-Nehisi.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we're talking to here today at Erector Square as part of Citywide Open Studios, and we're primarily talking to visual artists and people who are doing crafts, but people can also come and visit you, correct?
Yeah, so what's always lines up for the last 3 years is we're having our technical rehearsal. That's when we really work the lights and the sound and implement all the spectacle of our play. And so patrons are welcome to come through our doors and actually watch a working rehearsal today, and also get a preview of what's to come. So it's a really great intersect where we're able to support Citywide Open Studios and also support CCT.
And where are you located here, Director Square?
We are in Building 6 in this maze, this beautiful building. We are in Building 6 on the second floor in Space D.
How would you, for people who are coming to see you, how would you recommend they find you?
The best way, I think we definitely have a pretty great online presence, so collectiveconsciousnesstheater.org. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so you can follow us that way, and we try to keep that really updated so people can get all the information about what's happening.
So Building 6, is that down toward the parking lot?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay.
We are right by a Fresh Yoga entrance.
Okay.
If that helps you, that's a good way to know.
That is a good way to know.
It is.
And that's the main parking lot, although you might not be finding any parking there, but there's a lot of street parking around, and that's also the parking lot where you can find maps and brochures about Citywide Open Studio. So that is a good way to find your group. And it's also pretty cool because you're not the only sort of different cultural group that's here too. I know Music Haven has their home here. Music Haven is a group of musicians, professional musicians who perform throughout the area, but they're also deeply, deeply involved in education, and they have been here at Rector Square for a couple of years.
They're a wonderful organization, and I think one of the best, almost like our sister organization, is Bregamos Community Theater with Rafael Ramos, just a wonderful patron of the arts, and he is right here at Rector Square doing some amazing theatrical work. So.
And such a cool space there.
Yes, such a cool space, and we always help each other out, and he's just that's a wonderful place to go.
They are also the home of the Great Day of the Dead Parade.
Yes, they are.
So all throughout the month of October, and I don't know what their website is, but you can probably just Google it and find it. But throughout the month of October, they have workshops, and you can go and make masks. And then usually, is it on?
It's right around November 2nd. It's right around usually that weekend right after. So
right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They do a whole street festival and parade, which is just really exciting with these big masks. And this is a place which just so much great creative energy and a lot of thinking outside the box and a lot of questioning the box perhaps. Mm-hmm. And so anything you want to add in closing?
Come see the show.
Yeah,
please.
You read my mind. Please.
Please, come see the show.
Please come see the show.
You will not regret it.
You will not regret it. And we're
yeah.
Oh my goodness. There you go. That's perfect. We're going to steal that.
Feel free.
Come to CCT and be the change.
Yeah.
Okay, to go back to this a little bit, I know you have to probably get back to your space, but this does obviously have some biblical implications, biblical themes, Moses, Passover.
It has a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's been great having you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you in person, Jenny.
Wonderful. See you at the show.
Yes, I hope so. Okay,
awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And I am Valerie Richardson. You are listening to WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM, online at WPKN.org. We're broadcasting live from Rector Square, Building 3, Floor 2. Come by and see us. We had quite a little audience there as we were doing this segment.